This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. 60 billion euros is the monthly nut for the European Central Bank, about $69 billion, maybe 70, plus or minus. In theory, the quantitative easing plan that Mario Draghi announced today is going to pump a whole lot more liquidity into the European economy, and with it, a reprieve, perhaps, from the imminent threat of a recession over there. That, of course, would be great for Europe, but come on, seriously? What's in it for us? Dan Bobkoff explains why we should care.
First of all, QE makes the euro cheaper and the dollar more expensive. That's great if you want to spend a weekend in Paris, but not so good if you export things to Europe.
Clearly it has an impact.
Rob Birch is CEO of Kindle Furniture in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Its stuff is really high-end, and some gets sent to Europe.
It makes our product, relatively speaking, more expensive than it was before if you're a European buyer.
This makes it harder for American businesses to compete. Then, think what happens when European tourists come to visit with less valuable euros in their pockets. They might spend less at restaurants or Saks Fifth Avenue when they visit New York. Europeans also love Florida. Paul Phipps is chief marketing officer of Visit Florida. He's not too worried, but says there could be some effect.
So instead of doing four trips, they may do three, but they're going to travel.
But quantitative easing in Europe can also be a good thing for the U.S. The ECB is about to print a lot of money.
It won't necessarily all end up in Europe.
Matthew Lynn is a Market Watch columnist. He says European investors will take this newfound cash and do what they always do, look for safe havens and better yields.
And in lots of cases, that's going to be the U.S. because that's the fastest growing major economy in the world right now.
That could boost U.S. markets. And there's the big picture. Everyone benefits from a stronger Eurozone economy, says Kenneth Polcari of O'Neill Securities.
If it brings clarity and stability to the European market and it helps the Eurozone start to recover, that will be good for U.S.
He says even with a cheaper euro, with a little luck, Europeans would feel more flush and want to buy more of our stuff. I'm Dan Bobkoff from Marketplace.